Welcome to the podcast Romance with me, Pavi Deva. I'm beyond excited to have you all here. Thank you for listening and being here once again. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow me at romance_ and also check out my website www.pavideva.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Google or Spotify. And leave your reviews and comments on one of these channels or on my website.
As you guys might recall, in my second episode titled The Secret to Unlocking Your Potential and Determining Your Future, I spoke about 10 effective habits that I'm working on and also shared the 4 golden laws discussed in the book Atomic Habits. I've been focused on building good habits and improving the quality of my lifestyle. And I strongly believe that the secret to determining your future relies on your daily habits. This spurred me to chat about a few of these habits in detail with my friend Sandhya, who also has very similar goals focused on building healthy habits. Hi Sandhya, it's really great to have you on today's podcast episode. Please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us what motivated you to cultivate good habits in the first place.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandhya, a friend of Pavi's. I am based in the Bay Area, California, and I work in tech. And I'm interested in lifestyle design, and in fact, I like to listen to podcasts and books around this topic. Since I was young, I've always wanted to live a fulfilling and happy life, and I didn't want to live my life on autopilot. And instead, I wanted to cultivate good habits to boost my energy, happiness, and overall health. Thanks, Pavi, for having me on this podcast episode. I have listened to, you know, all of your podcast episodes, including the one focused on habits. And I'm curious, what got you into cultivating good habits?
Yes, I totally agree with you. And I also did not want to live my life on autopilot mode. I want to lead a meaningful life and discover who I am and how I can serve the world. My goal is also similar to yours, Sandhya. I want to lead a fulfilling life and help others find fulfillment in their personal and professional lives. This led me to get started with spiritual practices such as meditation, yoga, and healthy eating and sleeping habits. I feel we all need yoga and some sort of meditation in our lives to keep ourselves authentic and manage stress. I believe in continuous improvement and finding our truest potential, and I strongly believe habits help us get there. So Sandhya, why don't we spend our time today talking about 3 habits that you and I have been discussing a lot about over these last few months, and 3 habits that are really interconnected. Meditation, sleeping habits, and exercising.
That sounds great, Pavi. And you know, it's good to hear that you've developed a routine filled with practices such as yoga and meditation. So how did you get into meditation? What was the reason behind it? And what meditation practices are you following?
Yeah, so I wanted to get started with meditation in order to have a deeper connection with myself and to have better control over my mind. I follow the teachings of Sadhguru, an Indian monk and an author, and he says that meditation means to go beyond the limitations of the physical body and the mind. When you are identified as the body, your whole life is only about survival. When you're identified as the mind, your whole perspective is enslaved to the social, religious, or the family perspective. The main aspect of meditation is, right now your mind is the boss and you are the slave. As you meditate and become more meditative, you will become the boss and your mind will become the slave, and that is how it should always be. By doing so, you can connect with your deeper consciousness. So I follow the Isha Kriya and Sambhavi Mudra meditation, and I do it first thing in the morning for about 30 minutes and then do yoga right after that. So if you ask me what the benefits are, I can't really give you a good answer, because with meditation, we can't expect immediate results. And I think it is a lifetime journey of self-discovery.
Wow, Pavi, I like the way you put that. And you're right. I feel that through meditation, we're able to access the deepest level of consciousness and really feel at peace. For me, I've gotten into meditation since quarantine started. I had heard several benefits about meditation, from promoting self-awareness to improving sleep. And when I heard that meditation helps to improve sleep, I knew I had to give it a try. And there are so many ways to meditate, right? From sitting in silence and focusing on your breath to doing a guided meditation. And for me, since I didn't have a lot of experience with meditation, I thought guided meditation was the best way for me to go. And so I found an app called Simple Habit. It's similar to more popular apps such as Headspace. And I have found a 20-minute body scan guided meditation that works really well for me. So within, you know, even 15 minutes of listening to it and following along the guided meditation, I'm able to quieten my thoughts and pretty easily fall asleep. And, you know, in an ideal world, I would want to use this meditation every day, but I do end up using it more on weekdays when I tend to have a lot of thoughts.
I love that. And actually, Sandhya, you inspired me to try sleep meditation. I remember us talking about this a month ago, and I wanted to try it as well, since I've not been able to shut down all the thoughts in my head when I'm trying to sleep. So I realized that my sleep quality is pretty poor. So a month ago, I started Yoga Nidra Body Scan Sleep Meditation, and I'm absolutely loving it. I also tried using the Headspace app and really like it.
Pavi, I'm so happy to hear that you've started meditating before sleeping too, and the fact that it's improved your sleep qualities. On that note, why don't we chat through our sleep habits?
Yeah, so I believe that, you know, waking up early leads to a more productive day. And I'm someone who likes to keep myself busy, and waking up early has made me get a lot more things done. Most successful people wake up early. And I've read that, you know, Apple CEO Tim Cook starts his day at 3:45 and Michelle Obama rises at 4:30. And I also think that it is important to sleep for 8 hours and not sacrifice your sleeping time. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos makes it a priority to get 8 hours of sleep every night. And he emphasizes on quality over quantity, because getting less hours might give you more time, but the quality of your sleep will suffer. Until a few months ago, I used to sleep at 12 and wake up at 8 and then start work at 8:30. But I realized that didn't allow me to have a morning routine for myself. I definitely feel that it's hard to wake up early, so let's acknowledge that. But what has really worked for me were 3 things. So firstly, switching over my sleep routine gradually. So I started waking up 15 minutes earlier than my usual time and rolled back my wake up time another 15 minutes the week after. Since I got an extra 1 hour in the morning, I used it to read the news, sip on my tea a bit longer, meditate, and finish my yoga routine. And it felt great to start my day that way. The second thing that worked for me was having a good reason to wake up. So I started a 30-day yoga challenge with my friends that made me look forward to waking up at 7 and also kept me accountable. The last thing that was actually going to bed early so that I can get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Initially, I found it difficult to sleep early, but listening to calming music or maybe reading a book before going to bed has really helped me get a peaceful sleep. So Sandhya, what do you think? What do your sleep habits look like?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Pavi. I think waking up early means you can accomplish a lot more and therefore be more productive. And similar to meditation, I've been reflecting on my sleeping habits more during quarantine. And what I realized is that previously I used to wake up, you know, rush to get ready in the morning and then sit in front of my computer to get started on work. And so there was no me time. And during quarantine, I started reflecting that I actually need more me time in the morning to really set my mind. So what I did was first a reflection on my current sleeping habits and my goals. And it's so funny, Pavi, I actually had the same sleep schedule as you because initially I was sleeping at 12 a.m. and waking up at 8 a.m. just like you. And my goals were to shift it up by an hour to sleeping at 11 p.m. and waking up at 7 a.m. And I believe there were two causes of not having an ideal sleep routine. The first one was that at night, my problem was that I was sleeping late because of, you know, late night research, internet scrolling. And two, similar to you, Pavi, in the morning, my problem was that I didn't have a good reason to rush out of bed and wake up. So for the first aspect, the reason I was sleeping late, as I mentioned, was because I was caught up researching something, right? This might be a new work from home setup or a new exercise routine, dance videos, you know? And before I knew it, suddenly 10 p.m. became 12 a.m. And so I recognized this issue, and my solution was, if I did find myself researching something at night, I would keep a time limit to the night research and then allocate some time the next day to continue the research. And this really helped me because it gave me some certainty that I would continue my research the next day. The second aspect was that sometimes I would wake up when my alarm went off, but I would lie in bed for, you know, 30 minutes before actually getting out of bed. And what was the cause of this? Not having a good enough motivation to get out of bed. And so to solve this, I now plan my morning routine the night before. So, and for me, the first thing that I do when I wake up is exercise. So I plan my exercise routine the night before. And then after exercising, just like you, Pavi, I like to sit down with a warm cup of tea and read a book or listen to an interesting podcast. And so, yeah, so that's all about the planning. And in addition to the planning of my routine before I sleep, I try to visualize myself waking up and doing this in the hope that my mind will be equally excited when I wake up in the morning. And I feel that this visualization exercise has really helped me.
These are great tips, Sandhya, and hopefully it will give our listeners some ideas to think about. And it's interesting that you brought up this point around visualization, because I've also tried visualizing myself waking up early the previous night, and that has really motivated me from not snoozing my alarm the next morning.
That's great, Pavi. And you know, I know we've been talking a lot about exercise as well, particularly during quarantine. So how have you been incorporating exercise in your daily life during quarantine?
Yeah, so with the lockdown, exercising has become more challenging to incorporate in our daily routine. So I like changing my workout routine every month. I plan my exercise schedule the last weekend of every month. And during the quarantine, I've also started like trying different workout challenges online. I really like Chloe Ting's challenges, and I've tried the abs challenge and the 2-week shred challenge. I'd also recommend exercising the same time every day so that it becomes a routine. And that's something that has really helped me to be consistent. My current workout routine is going for a 30-minute jog for 4 days a week and doing dance workouts 3 days a week. And going for a run actually really makes a difference. And I appreciate getting some, you know, fresh air and change of scenery. I actually love exercising, and it really matters to me because I get a lot of energy from working out. Being able to be more productive has been my biggest motivation for exercising consistently. In fact, when I'm stressed or feel lethargic, I push myself to get over the first hurdle, which is actually changing into my workout clothes or laying out the mat, after which my mind is, you know, already primed to work out. So how about you, Sandhya? How have you been working out during quarantine?
Yeah, definitely, you know, first of all, agree with you that with quarantine, exercise has been more challenging to add to our daily routine, right? For example, you know, I'm not going out as much and I'm not taking public transport where, you know, that would involve walking to bus stops and train stations. So I don't have that part of my exercise routine. And, you know, we all know that exercising is important for so many reasons, including overall health and fitness, to, you know, keeping a good immunity, which is very important during the pandemic. And it also helps to keep our mind sharp. And so for my exercise routine, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I plan it before I go to sleep and I do it first thing when I wake up. And I follow YouTube videos from various YouTubers. You know, Pavi, you mentioned Chloe Ting, who I also follow. And there are other great YouTubers that have exercise workouts that that I enjoy, such as Pamela Reif and MadFit. And I also tried structuring my routine in advance, so a week or a few weeks in advance, like you, Pavi. But honestly, what ends up happening for me is when I plan so far in advance, I'm not always able to stick to my routine. So instead, I think what has worked for me is planning the day before, just before sleeping, because, you know, so many benefits because I know what I'm doing the next day. It gets me all excited. And an important part of working out, especially at home when no one is watching you, is to have that sense of accountability. And there are different ways people find accountability. I know some people who have group chats to post what they've worked out on. And what has worked for me is actually getting an Apple Watch. And so the Apple Watch has three daily fitness rings that you strive to hit on a daily basis. And in addition, you can add friends and track their fitness plan. And they can cheer you on. And so when I reflect on my progress, I think overall it's going really well. And for me, you know, the most important thing is consistency. Even if I exercise, let's say 20 minutes a day for 5 days a week, as an example, I feel accomplished. And I think it's better than, you know, exercising only one day a week for 2 hours. It's just not going to be as effective.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I'm also like glad you brought up accountability. I also have workout groups with my friends to keep me motivated and accountable. And I also recently purchased Fitbit, and tracking my weekly progress there has been very motivating for me as well. Also, you brought a great point around consistency, and many of us suffer with lack of consistency and patience when it comes to exercising. Trying to consciously realize how I feel after the workout has helped me stay consistent. So I would say, like, make sure you feel good after your workout and, you know, try different workouts and timings until you find out what works best for you. Another thing I want to emphasize on is having patience. Don't work out expecting results, but do workouts to feel good, to become energetic, and the most important thing is to have fun. So only when you are constantly expecting results, you get stressed out and give up. So Sandhya, it's been really great chatting with you about these three habits today. So what are a few overall things that you think our listeners should take away from our conversation?
Yeah, Pavi, it's been great discussing our views on the three habits of meditation, sleep, and exercising, you know, particularly in the context of the pandemic and quarantine. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast episode today. The one takeaway I would say is, you know, again, consistency is important for developing habits, keeping those habits and seeing the benefits from those habits, you know, whatever habit that might be. And, you know, in the example of exercise that I gave before, you know, I believe working out regularly several days a week is more effective than having a longer duration, just let's say once a week. And the reason for this is there's a couple of things. One is our mind and body get used to the habit if we do it at the same time every day. And so it helps to build discipline. And two, the impact that you are hoping for will be more seen with consistent workouts versus, you know, less frequent workouts. So what about you, Pavi? What do you think are your overall takeaways that you'd like to share?
Yeah, you really summarized it very well. So thank you for doing that. I think, you know, the most important thing to cultivate a good habit is to be disciplined. And I want the viewers also to know that, you know, Sandhya and I don't have it all figured out, but we try to be disciplined and committed to our goals each and every day, because these habits will help us in the long term. So I want you all to try and be better than you were yesterday. On that note, I want to share one of my favorite lessons that I've learned from the journey of Jocko Willink, a retired naval officer, which is discipline beats motivation every time. And what you actually need is to have discipline, because motivation is temporary, but discipline is permanent. So today we talked about lifestyle design and three habits that we've been working on as part of lifestyle design: meditation, sleeping habits, and exercising. I hope you all found our conversation helpful. We've linked our Instagram handles in the show notes, so please feel free to share your thoughts on lifestyle design and good habits. Thank you for listening. Please follow my Instagram page, growmans_, and subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Please leave a review and reach out anytime through Instagram. I'm Pavi Deva signing off, and see you all in my next episode.